I got fucking wasted after Vegas.
No.
Yeah, I believe you.
Now everyone knows they can get a viral clip by bringing in a fucking clown. I'm gonna be fucking chased by clowns.
It's extremely clean because the children scrub the floors for Master Bert.
I gotta go to this orphanage.
Yeah, for Master Bert.
Do they have an app for orphans, like a swipe right?
Yeah, I think so.
100%. Cheers. Shopping for Mother's Day is usually a challenge because I always wait until the last minute, but Macy's Gift Finder makes it an incredible, fast, and easy way to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. You can shop by price, like if you want to find a gift that's $25 and under, or you can bump your budget filter up to $100 if she really deserves a good gift. You can also filter by category like fragrance, handbags, and more. Macy's also offers gift lists, like for moms who have everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. Some of the top gifts are Beats headphones, the Studio Pro models, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Let me tell you something. This makes shopping so much easier. I get panicked when I shop. I talked about it with Tom. I only shop for myself, so shopping for other people is really difficult, especially for my mom and Leanne, both mothers, but this is making it a no-brainer. So go to Macy's.com/gift finder to find the perfect gift for this Mother's Day. That's Macy's.com/gift finder. Hey guys, brand new episode of Two Bears, One Cave. I'm in the driver's seat. I'm taking control of things, and we are on the West Coast. My guest is a podcaster, a comedian.
What's up, man? Hey, what's going on with you?
Edit his name out. Edit his name out.
How was last night?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I put it down.
You put it down, huh?
I put it down hard.
Yeah.
Hard. Yeah. I love my wife.
You bring this up sometimes.
I know. I can't believe how much I love her.
You always say how lucky she is.
Oh, she's very lucky to have me.
Yeah.
I think anyone's lucky to have me. I'm like a fucking awesome. You know, I can't believe. I wonder if there are girls. Wouldn't it be cool if there was an app that you could. It's like almost like Facebook, right?
Right.
But then people could
just rate how awesome you are.
No. They go. They could. It's all the people in your past lives.
Oh.
Could go. Man, I missed out. I should have dated him.
Mm. Or I did date him and I fucked it up.
Yeah. Dude, wouldn't that be?
It would be a nice ego bump, I think.
Yeah.
And if the app filtered out people who were like, fuck that guy, he's the worst, like, just erase those.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only positive ones.
I was in a private jet one time and I went to.
Oh, is that where you were?
Yeah. And okay. I went to, they all take them. Okay. They all take
them. Who's they?
They, the fucking liars, the liars.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of liars out there.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to someone one time who's like, I don't know what the person's accent, because then you'll know exactly who it was.
Yeah,
but they were like, I'm going to do it really bad, because if I did their accent, you'd know who I was talking about.
Okay.
I don't understand why you post a picture of yourself on a private jet. Mm-hmm. And I went, because I'm on a fucking private jet. I go, regular people, not people who pretend to be regular.
Yeah, this is actually starting to almost sway me, where the whole thing has always been, don't show yourself in those situations. And you go, okay. And now, because I know so many people that pretend
to be regular men.
Yeah, yeah. And they're on those. I'm like, just fucking show it.
Just show it. Because you know what a regular person does? Do you know what your dad would do? Your dad, who is a regular person, would take a picture of himself on a private jet and send it to his friends. And if he knew how to operate Facebook, he'd post it on there.
It's like, do you ever do it regularly and then you bring somebody with you who doesn't? And then they just go like, this is awesome. Because it is an amazing experience.
My agent. When we got done Razzle Dazzle, I flew everyone home on a private jet.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a treat, right?
Yeah.
Everyone got COVID, but.
Yeah. Cool treat.
It's a cool treat. Everyone got COVID. We got
monoclonal antibodies at the FBO.
My manager ended up in the hospital. Anyway, it was a treat.
Yeah.
So, but every one of them, all the people that work with me that are all, you know, have always been more successful. We're all taking pictures. Everyone takes picture. It's a natural thing.
It is.
It's like if you catch a fish and you just go, well, I know I caught it, and you put it back. If it's a big fish,
it's a marlin. Fucking take a picture.
It's a fucking marlin.
Yeah, I get it.
And so that's how I try. If you're going to be a normal person, be a fucking normal person.
So wait, what were you just saying though? You said one time
I have no idea.
I was on a private jet, and then we stopped to talk about that, but you were telling a story about it.
Fuck.
No, it's gone.
I don't know.
Okay,
I should be getting COVID pretty soon.
Why is that? I'm coughing. Why?
I'll get it. I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
take a week off.
Be nice. Relax.
They should have COVID vacations.
So you had great sex.
Great sex. Put it down.
Put it down.
Oh, one time I was about to take a private jet, and I was posting it on the thing, and I went to tag someone, and my ex girlfriend actually went in, the name came up, and I went, I should tag her.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. Oops, my bad.
I know.
I wonder if it's...
I wish I could... I should tag girls that I went on a date with, like just for, you know, I dated like a couple times for a month when I was open micer and I was logging, you know, like logging like videos. Yeah. That's who should be tagged in those things. When they're like, this guy's a fucking loser. Yeah.
I got fucking wasted after Vegas.
No. Yeah, I believe you. Dude, you had a fucking 32-ounce tequila on stage.
I know. I got to stop drinking those. I think I'm going to be sober this weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah, and like work out and feel good about myself.
Okay.
And treat myself.
What's the treat?
To wake up and feel good.
Oh, and feel good. Yeah, that is a nice treat. Yeah. That's crazy that you think of that as a treat.
Well, I look at you today and you look good. You look like healthy. And
well, I didn't drink last night.
What did you do? Just sit there?
Yeah. That didn't feel great, though.
Just sat there?
Yeah, I had some rice, and I had a chicken.
Walk me through this night.
Yeah, I had some rotisserie chicken.
In your hotel?
Yeah.
You by yourself out here?
Yeah.
Your trainer?
No, he's not with me, no.
You by yourself?
I'm just by myself.
No Team Tom?
No Team Tom, alone.
Wow, big meetings?
I have a couple meetings.
What are you going to do to treat yourself tonight?
I'll go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Do you want me to plan a prank for you?
No.
Speaking of which, should we talk about my Schultz appearance?
Yes. So, Andrew's good as he has this real skill. Andrew Schultz we're talking about.
We're talking about Andrew Schultz. If you don't know, he's got a podcast called Flagrant. I'm sure it's been out. I have not said anything about it, but it was a roller coaster of emotions.
He's done this before, by the way, with, I forget, somebody else was coming on that I know, and it's a clever like producing move, yeah, where he'll be like, so-and-so's coming on, anything to like bring up, anything that would be fun to talk about. And so you kind of go like, right, oh, this or that. And then with you, I feel like the question was more, I thought it was more pointed. Like, is there anything that's like, I'll even look it up. But he asks this, right? He's like, when you realize that when somebody does like this, this question for their show, you're like, oh, this is actually a really effective way to gain insight that they would otherwise. And it doesn't take long to ask this, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, what is something interesting, funny, weird we can tap into about him? And I'm like, well, he hates clowns and balloons. And he's like, what? And I go, he hates them. So we go back and forth about it. And I was like, I tell him, if you do that at the beginning, you might not have a podcast. So I go,
it was a very accurate insight.
I told him, I go, if you do that at the beginning, you might not have, did he do the beer thing?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Okay. Well, I was like, that's funny. It's a funny concept.
Had he just done the beer thing, I think that would have been hilarious. But hang on. Let me rephrase.
And let me tell you, look, I said, balloons, if you do that, or clowns, I do it near the end if you're going to surprise him, because he'll get all jittery and not. I tell him.
Well, you made a very accurate assessment. Yeah. I did not. The beer thing was funny. The beer thing was funny because they.
Well, tell them what it is.
So he gave me non-alcoholic beer, and all drank non-alcoholic beer. And I was like, Akash, I thought I knew he didn't drink. So I was like, what? It sounds like he's drinking. So I was like, whatever. They give me non-alcoholic beer.
If you're in a writer's room and they go, Bert Kreischer's coming in, what if we all drank regular beers and gave him? It's a very funny concept.
It would have been very funny. It was overwhelmed by my reaction to the clown.
Now here's my question. Did it happen early or late? Because I haven't seen it yet.
The clowns. Send in the clowns. It happened in the middle of the podcast.
Okay.
And I shut down. I mean, I don't know how they've edited it.
Is there a reason? I know we've talked about.
Do not.
You don't know why you don't like
them? I got to be dead honest with you. I don't know why I don't know why I behaved the way I did. I have no control over it.
Does a six-year-old Bert Kreischer hate clowns?
Yeah. I've always hated clowns.
It's not that unusual. The weird one, for sure, is balloons.
Yeah. And I got to be honest with you, I think the balloons were worse than the clown for me.
It was one clown, right?
One clown. It was his producer, Dove, or his manager, his buddy, Dove. And Dove, I will tell you, I'm going to tell you privately, but publicly, I think they felt really horrible.
Because of how much you shut down?
I shut down. Tom, I haven't seen the clip. I was there. I shut down. I was angry, but I also was aware that I was being filmed.
Yeah.
And there is an entertainer part of me.
Yeah.
Even in my worst, we ended up talking about phobias. I did not know I was going to get this bad. I really didn't. I wish I could. I'm really embarrassed of how bad I look because it is asinine. It is asinine that I'm like, I froze. I shut down. I couldn't move.
I cannot believe it's this intense.
I know. I wonder if I should get, I wonder if I should see if Schultz can get us a clip. I bet he's got a clip.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Yeah. I think it's better if you,
just go
to his podcast, go to Flagrant. You can watch it. We were having a good conversation and he was asking me, he was like, you know, what was it like in the old days doing Rogan? And it's interesting that all those guys, there's so much to unpack here because what's fascinating to me, a little sidebar, is we all got into podcasting because we didn't like traditional radio, like morning zoos and stuff. And then as I'm about to say that, Andrew comes in with a morning zoo prank.
Sure.
Like it's a tradition.
And there's a group of guys around.
And there's a group of guys. Yeah. There's a wacky guy. Yeah, yeah. Like, he can get in the clown. He's afraid of clowns. And I was fucking, I was shut down. And I immediately, my first reaction is, I want to get out of this room. But I knew there's a camera on me. And I knew I had a special to promote. And I knew that this was a very real thing. And I think it taps into my old Travel Channel days of even when I was shut down the hardest, I knew that like, okay, here we go. I couldn't reel it back in for like 25 minutes. For 25 minutes, I was like, I didn't talk. I just sat there like rubbing my beard. And I mean, I was like, I was in a different world. I was waiting for it to happen
Jesus
again.
Jesus Christ.
And I couldn't, I understand how absolutely silly I look. Because it's so
irrational.
It's so irrational. And then I would argue that we got into a pretty, I think, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the episode, but and from my impression, and this is why I'm cool with it, we got into a pretty great conversation about phobias.
Yeah.
And about irrational phobias. And
do you have other ones?
I'll never say them out loud.
Well.
I will.
But you do have other irrational phobias?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I will never. I am a number one. I will never do anyone's podcast.
Ever again?
I think I'm done. I think I'm going to do this one in mine. Because I was like, now everyone knows they can get a viral clip by bringing in a fucking clown. I'm going to be fucking chased by clowns. It's going to be like the movie It. Like, I was like, I'll do like the guys I know, but I'm never fucking, like the my first thing was, I am never doing Logan Paul's podcast. And I wanted to so bad. Because I think he's got a great podcast. I like those guys.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Logan Paul's way too fucking smart to not bring a fucking clown in the room. Or 100 clowns. You know,
That's the thing, is it wouldn't be one.
And it's going to be... And the joke now is so funny that if Logan, by the way, Logan Paul's like, I had an invite to do his podcast and I was excited. I was really excited. I like Prime.
Yeah.
Him and his brother make me laugh hard as fuck when they're together.
Yeah.
I think the kid's smart as fucking shit. And I was like, I was excited to do his podcast, but I was like, the joke now would be, he'd be like, I definitely am not bringing in a clown. And then I go, okay. And then he's like, I brought in clowns. Like that's the joke.
There's 45 clowns outside.
Yeah. I won't be comfortable doing. And I feel bad because I was so out of control. I go, I'm definitely the first thing I said is, it just came to my head. I go, I'm not doing Logan Paul's podcast.
Do scary makeup clowns? Are those worse than, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
there's ones
that are like evil looking clowns. Yeah. Are those worse?
Yeah. I don't even thinking about it. But the I'm because now I'm thinking about it and I just was like it. just bothers me. And I wish I knew why. Like, someone said they have a phobia of cotton balls. And I was like, whoa, that's fucking ridiculous. But then mine's just as ridiculous.
No, that's cotton balls is more ridiculous. Cotton balls is just a fucking object. What? How does that even?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, balloons is ridiculous.
Balloons is ridiculous.
And you're like, you don't smell that?
Oh, I smelled them the second they got in the room. The second they got in the room, I smelled them. I smelled them immediately. And then they fucking let them go up by the light. They were like, this is how callous they were. They brought in the balloons and then let them go. And the balloons, like a fucking balloon, just went everywhere. And they just find the hottest little area. And now I'm waiting for it to pop. And it's unpredictable. And it's just sitting there.
And does the popping bother you?
Oh, my God. That's the thing.
Really?
That's the thing. That's the...
So did you ever get balloons for the girls when it was their birthday?
The girls have never had balloons. My daughters have never had balloons.
Never.
Never, never. Go to fucking Ralph's. Do you want to get... Does your daughter want a balloon? No, she doesn't. Ask me. Don't ask her. Ask me. No, she doesn't want a balloon. They're allowed Mylar balloons.
What's a Mylar balloon?
It's the steel ones.
Steel?
Whatever. Rachel, steel what's a balloon? Fucking Mylar balloon? Oh, right. Oh, you got Google over here? Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Those ones. Like the metallic looking ones.
So why is that one okay?
I don't know. I think the rubber of a balloon. I mean, I remember fucking those really creepy kids that would have a balloon in their mouth and then be blowing it up and let it go back in their mouth and blowing it up and let it go back. I couldn't do whippets when I was a kid. Hmm. Like, everyone's doing whippets. I'm like, I'm not sucking things out of a fucking balloon.
Why were you so good in bed last night, you think?
I think it's been a while.
Oh, so it's built up?
Yeah, it's been a while. I took my time.
Yeah.
I wasn't in a rush.
Nice.
Started with a foot massage.
Massage?
Massage.
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 No, it's massage.
I think it's misspelled massage.
There's no D.
Massage.
No, massage.
M-S, massage.
It's not massage.
How would you pronounce? Type in another word that's spelled like that. Like P-A-S-S. It's not passage. Passage.
Passage?
Passage. Passage. Passage.
Okay.
Massage.
Okay.
Massage.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start pronouncing it better. Massage.
So you're going to do like a French guy? Massage. He began with a foot massage.
Do you want the massage? I have so many balloon nightmares that have happened to me.
Balloon nightmares.
Yes. Number one, okay? This is the worst one that's ever happened. This is the worst one. On my 40th birthday, Leanne had been down in...
this is a decade ago. Go ahead.
This is a decade ago.
Yes.
Leanne, we were in Australia, and Leanne was there, and then she left. And the Board of Tourism for Australia thought they'd surprise me and fill my room with balloons.
Okay.
So the entire bedroom... is filled with the entire bedroom, all on the ceiling, is filled with balloons, and it's like so many balloons that they're doubling up on each other. I'm gonna guesstimate how many balloons do you think would fill up here? Maybe they had 150 balloons in my bedroom. I walk in and I fucking melt down. I melt down and I don't know what to do. I call Leanne. I think she was already back in LA. I call Leanne and I'm freaking out. I try to get them into the bathroom, but the way the ceiling's shaped, they all just end up back into the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
And they're all on the fucking ceiling. They're all just gathering right above the bed. I go, what do I do? And Leanne's like, okay, pour yourself a really stiff drink, get in that bed, and just pass the fuck out. Like, I'm melting down. So I murder drink, and I'm just staring at these fucking balloons above me. I'm just like, oh, my God, this is like the worst night. And the room is... just reeks of balloons. At 4 in the morning, all of the helium runs out in all of the balloons and at the same fucking time.
Drop.
And 150 balloons land on my bed on me, and they're on the floor, and I can't get out. I'm like, ah! I sat in the fucking lobby. I sat in the lobby of the hotel like, I need someone to fix my room. It's fucking worse. Some guy just came up with a pin, just pop. I go, no, I don't want the air from inside the fucking balloon in my room.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders,
balloonists,
bobsledders,
and big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You don't understand. Do you see how irrational this is?
I do. But you don't have any irrational fears?
I guess I do, but they don't, they're not at the, like, at the forefront of where I go, like, it's this one. Because most
claustrophobia?
Like, yeah. Fucking, but here's the thing. Also, worse with age. I didn't realize that. People used to say, like, if you said, are you claustrophobic, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I'd be like, nah. And the older I've gotten, the worse it's gotten.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, the big one where I can deal with it, but I don't fucking like it is, like, an MRI. Those are fucking rough. And so I had one where they go, all right, we're going to do this thing with your knee or whatever. And so just lay down and I go, feet first. And he goes, well, actually we could do head first. Or I go, no, we're not going to do head first because my fucking knee. So you can look at it this way. We'll do fucking feet first. And he's like, okay. So we did that.
By the way, I know this energy.
Yeah.
It's the same energy when we did the dominatrix and they go, hey, Tom, put on a Speedo. And you go, no. And they go, no, Tom, put on a Speedo. And you go, no. And they go, Tom, put on a Speedo. And you go, I'm actually not telling you no. I'm not asking you.
I'm not asking you.
I'm explaining to you this will not happen. So stop asking. I love when you do that.
So I did, yeah. So that, but then I had to do one for my AC joint once. And that was head first. And that ceiling of the MRI is like, it's like not even an inch from your nose. So I put on they give you eye mask and earplugs so that you can like basically try, and you have to like take yourself. I mean, it's right here. If you can't go like this, that's a tight space.
You want to know.
That shit panic. That made me panic.
When I had surgery on my elbow, I'm going to turn my fucking phone. When I had surgery on my elbow, I had to put my arm in an MRI. Just my arm.
Yeah.
But I couldn't move it for like, whatever, what is it, 25 minutes or something?
Yeah.
And if you move it, it starts all over. That was panic inducing.
Yeah.
Kale, you know Kale?
Yeah, yeah.
Kale got COVID back in the day in Budapest. I hope he's cool with me telling that story.
Yeah.
He got COVID. So they were like, hey, we need to get you back to the United States. He's like, cool. And they're like, we can get you, but you have to, you're going to be put in a bubble, a glass bubble in a plane, so that they'll put you in the bubble, then they'll put you on the plane in the bubble and fly you 14 hours home. He was like, you're out of your fucking mind. You're going to put me in a glass bubble, like an MRI machine.
In a plane?
In a plane and fly him home? And he was like, ah, I'll die from COVID. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I don't. But the claustrophobia, it has gotten worse. You know, it's not, I mean, tight spaces, small elevators. Ooh. The worst is any type of passage. You know, like you're like in an old passage. Building, a passage, where like there's like a small, like an old building, they go just like sneak through this narrow, no. Or if I even watch those cave divers that sneak through those.
Just, I can't even watch the videos. The videos
of the guys
where their arms head is stuck. This is what we talked about on Schultz's podcast. It was an interesting conversation.
Yeah, that is panic inducing.
Spelunking, dude. I've been spelunking before. That is fucking terrifying.
Terrifying.
See, type in Bert Kreischer spelunking.
But that doesn't register to me as an irrational fear.
Yeah, you know, no,
being,
that's not
being in a tight space like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You type in Bert Kreischer spelunking, nothing comes up. I've been spelunking a lot. I've been spelunking a great amount of times.
It's such a crazy sentence that you just said. I have been spelunking a great amount of times.
I sound like Ellis.
Yeah, it sounds like a kid learning to speak.
I sound like Ellis. I guess you can't put Bert Kreischer in cave because it comes up 2 bears, 1 cave.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I did that bit on stage.
What?
Remember when we were at the Vegas show?
Oh, yeah.
It killed.
It should. Killed.
Yeah.
God, I'm so jealous. You have a family.
What are you talking about? You have a family.
Yeah, but they're done. They're done. You're just getting all the meat of the material right now.
Yeah.
If I were you, I'd record everything. I'd put cameras in his room.
Yeah.
Isla was fucking so, she used to be so goddamn funny, and now she'll bite her tongue and she won't say shit in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, she, what did she say the other day that had us howling laughing in New York? Oh. We were crying laughing.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, I found my retainer. And so she opens her retainer. She goes, oh, there it is. Great, little case. And Pete's like, what is that on your retainer? Like the plastic. And she goes, it's a Mexican flag. He goes, why do you have the Mexican flag? She goes, I panicked. He goes, what? They were asking me what color I wanted my retainer. And she goes, I just put it to the Mexican flag. And they were like, you want the Mexican flag, and the woman who was doing it was Mexican, and Isla was then embarrassed because she had picked the Mexican flag. So now Isla's retainer is the Mexican flag. It's so fucking weird. It's on the top and the bottom is the Mexican fucking flag. And we were like, she panicked, pointed to the Mexican one, and then the Mexican woman goes, you want the Mexican flag? And she didn't want to be like,
no.
Oh, that's we were hilarious. Crying laughing.
Oh, my God. I got a call that Ellis is obsessed with his iPad. We have to
say eyeballs.
His eyeballs, too. But he's obsessed with it. So we have to, like, you know, like, ration the time. Like, you can't be on it all day.
Yeah.
And he plays video. And he loves it. He's fucking obsessed. So we take. But anyways, he's always like, hey, you know, for this game, I got to upgrade the thing. I have to buy, you know, like a whatever, access to it.
Yeah.
So we try to, you know, parent when he can do it. So he has this game where he wants to buy a block of something. It's like $25 or something. So Christina's like, I don't want to just be like, yeah, you know, we should make him like earn it. I'm like, yeah. I go, let me talk to him. So I was like, I go, what's up? He's like, all right, this thing's like $25. He's like, I think I should have to, you know, like do chores and stuff. I go, yeah, that's cool. And he goes, how long? Like, how long until I can get it? I go, he goes, how about 2 weeks? And I go, that seems fair. And then he gives the phone back to her. She goes, he doesn't understand how long 2 weeks is.
It's just a word.
And I was like, what?
He doesn't understand how long 2 weeks is. It's just a word about 2 weeks.
He just heard it.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, she goes.
Fortnite.
Yeah. So I was like, I go, you sure? She goes, he definitely doesn't. I go,
he definitely has no idea what he doesn't.
So he gets back the phone. He goes, how many days is 2 weeks? I go, it's 14. He goes, that's a long time. I go, how about 1 week? He goes, how many days is that? He doesn't know what a week is. I go, it's 7 days. He's like, no. I was like,
what the?
Like, all right, how about 4 days?
He takes that 14. What the fuck? Why would they make it such a short thing if it's so long?
So long.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I wish I had that in my life.
Yeah.
So I fucking love it.
We settled on 4 days.
How about 2 weeks? Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. You seem pretty fucking measured, Ellis.
Yeah.
I'm like, impressed by your patience.
Your discipline is wild, dude.
Has it been 2 weeks yet?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's been fucking 8 seconds.
Tell me what 2 weeks since your watch.
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, fuck. That's so good.
Oh. I know.
Oh, I should adopt a kid. I should adopt a fucking kid.
Can you imagine if you had a kid right now?
I want one.
You do?
I want one so bad.
Boy now, right? Enough girls.
I'd do another girl.
You do another girl?
I'd easily do another girl.
Okay.
I do another girl, and I said the other day, I'm really bummed we didn't have a third.
Black?
No.
Oh, I just mean like a different kid.
I would love. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I should adopt a kid.
Asian?
I can't adopt any girls.
Wait, we just said.
I know, I'd adopt a boy. If I'm going to adopt, I'm going to do a boy.
Because you made girls.
Yeah, because I made girls.
Got you.
Yeah. I don't need that shit in my life. I'd adopt a boy.
Oh my God, what if he was just like you?
I would love that. I should go to an orphanage and see if I can. Do they have orphanages still?
Yeah.
Really? Type in the nearest orphanage. Oh, I wonder if I can Yelp it.
Look.
Oh, they're all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Holy shit. It's extremely clean because the children scrub the floors for Master Bert. That's real. For Master Bert.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta go to this orphanage.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is a bit. Is this a fucking bit?
No. Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening, any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
That's who the fuck did that? Los Angeles orphan home. It's extremely clean because the children scrub the floors for Master Bert. Did you just type that in?
Can you click that now?
Click that. Go to the Los Angeles orphan home. How is that even fucking possible?
The kids are sweet. Bert is their master. Wow.
Bert is their master? Wait, what is this? How do I go?
I love how you think it was set up for you.
I know, but I'm going to show up and they'll be like, he's here. Yeah. Master Bert.
Oh, I don't. It's probably Latino kids. Would you like to raise a Latino boy?
Oh, a couple middle infielders?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
Dude, two Latino brothers.
Yeah.
I should do brothers.
That'd be cool.
So I can let her getting split up and I'll put them back together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd be cool as fuck. God, they'd love life with me.
Yeah.
Take them on the road.
Yeah.
Keep them in the tour bus.
And they're just always pitching and like playing catch.
Oh, do you know how much I would love a fucking two brothers? Two brothers.
What's it like pitcher and catcher, you know?
And I could just have fucking play baseball with them all the time.
Yeah.
I should get seven. We'll do it. Start a team.
That's a big commitment. Really, seven sons.
I could afford it.
You could.
I'll get fucking nannies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a team of nannies.
Whoa. Why don't I do this? I could click on the orphan and see if they got any, did like pictures of them.
I don't think they do that.
They should.
I know, but they don't publicize pics of children, you know?
Oh, yeah, that would be.
But you could go there and probably be like, you, yes, you know.
Do they
yes.
have an app for orphans, like a swipe right?
Yeah, I think so.
I got to go drop off some fucking baseball gear to these kids.
Yeah.
Let's set that up. Can we set that up, Rachel?
Football, you know?
Oh, I'll drop off a bunch of soccer balls.
Yeah, they would like that.
Let's drop off some fucking some stuff to Los Angeles Orphan Home. Like let's go to fucking Big Five. Oh, look at these fucking kids.
Yeah.
They got a dog?
They just
dude, this is like in the fucking movie.
Yeah, the one I was in.
Someone's like someone was telling me about that. Fuck. They're like, yeah, Tom was in a movie. I was like, yeah, what was the, I forget what I called the movie.
Yeah, I'm sure you called it something cool.
The one where, let's get those kids.
You're like,
kids.
Take these kids or something?
Get those kids or something with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
I bet I could fucking, I wonder what they're going to do with a bunch of fucking equipment. Drop off equipment to them.
Do it. They'll be so happy.
Here's the thing. So like, okay, so we're talking about regular people. Famous people trying to be regular people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they think, if I just don't tell anyone I fly private, then now I'm a regular person.
Right. I give the illusion
of being a regular relatable. Person. Yeah. That I'm relatable. I have the same problem with charity. Like, I feel like, obviously, okay, I'm going to be very honest, so you can't judge me.
Okay.
I want to drop off the gear personally because I want to see the look in their faces when they get all cool shit.
Yeah.
That's why I want to do it.
Yeah.
But then the optics look like I'm doing it so people see me do it.
Right.
So I don't like, because I don't really give a fuck for anyone to see me do it.
They don't have to see you do it.
But I want to, but when you give presents, the best part of giving a present
is seeing the face.
Yeah. Yes. I'm doing it selfishly.
Yes.
I'm actually, I mean, like, the selfish part is I just want to be, I want someone to go be like, shut the fuck up. That's what I want that feeling.
Yeah.
But it looks like let's get in touch with them, Rachel, and just see if there's anything I can do to help out. So, because they may be like, hey, can you just not drop off a bunch of fucking equipment? Because not everyone's into sports. How about a fucking couple iPads? And I'm like, well, there's a price point on this.
Yeah.
You know, a fucking couple footballs is one thing. Fucking some earbuds and an iPad. I'm not gonna break the bank here.
They're like, hey, can you drop off that goal post?
Yeah,
that, you need to practice. This kid's got a real leg on him.
That's horrible. It's horrible. It's to even joke about it. It's horrible to not. Can you imagine just not having your parents?
No, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. Or feeling like not just you don't have them, that they were just like, we don't want you. That's the horrible part. Somebody's like, just drop them off there. Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, it's different. So I'm not saying that that's the only reason people are orphans. Sometimes
I didn't think they were still orphans. I really honestly didn't think they were still orphans.
No. But I mean, like, sometimes it's, you know, sometimes it's neglect. Sometimes, you know, it's because of drugs. Sometimes it's war-torn nation. It's political. Like, there's all types of reasons why it can happen, but it's still devastating.
Yeah. It's funny.
Let's go back to charity, though. So okay. You're fucking balling out of control. What charities are you looking to donate to?
Mike Birbiglia threw me off with a question. He goes, name a nonprofit. And I go, is this a quiz? I don't know what a nonprofit is.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know what, St. Jude was always my team, but then I tried to donate to them and they didn't want my money.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So I was doing, I forget how this goes down. I was doing waitstaff raffle.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I had to, it may be tapped into when I started doing it in theaters, I think. But I had this money and I said, well, I want to give it to a good place. I'm going to give it to St. Jude's. And they said, no, thanks. It comes from alcohol. People that drink, we don't want your money.
Seriously?
Yeah. And I was bummed. And then I did Guy's Grocery Games, donated the money to St. Jude. And like, not that I need a thank you, but never heard.
Yeah.
And what sucks is I wear St. Jude around my neck.
Yeah.
It's my patron saint. So patron saint of hopeless cases. And so pull up all the saints. I'm curious what other saints I could get into.
Yeah, what saints I could get into?
I got. Type in the saint of comedy. The patron saint of comedy. I got him on my neck. Saint Lawrence.
He's there too.
This is Saint Lawrence.
Wow.
This is Saint Christopher. He's for travelers. And this is Jesus
Christ, man.
Saint Jude, and then JC. But yeah, but so like I was Saint Jude, kind of. I mean,
you have Jay-Z on there.
JC. Oh. I we got to get you a saint.
Yeah, I don't have a saint.
How about the saint of what's like, what define, okay, what do you need the most? Like, what's the thing where you go, like, I'm losing my shit, or I'm like,
yeah.
Like, for me, I always felt hopeless. Like, at times I'd be like, there's, especially when I got on into St. Jude,
yeah.
I was going through a period where I was like, I was having OCD really bad. I was in a bad place. It was right when I moved to New York. Before I got into stand-up, like that little period, and I was a fucking shit show. And then my grandmother gave me this St. Jude medal and said, do you know about St. Jude? And I said, no. She goes, he's a patron saint of hopeless cases. If you're feeling lost, like there's no way out, pray to St. Jude. He'll help you out. He'll figure it out. And I did, and I figured it out. And within like 6 months, I had a deal with Will Smith.
Yeah.
And I was saying prayers to St. Jude every day. And I was like, all right, that's my guy.
That's when he tried to fuck you, right?
I wonder if he's heard that story.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, so what? Let's find you a patron saint.
Yeah, finding a good patron saint would be good.
Saint Hippo.
Okay.
Saint Augustine.
What's it for? Augustine, like the original. Augustine shaped the doctrine of the church, including our understanding of concepts like the original sin and grace. And he has influenced countless seekers over the years through his spiritual classic, The Confessions.
Ooh, is there a patron saint of nice cars?
Stop.
Patron saint of cars.
There's no saint of cars.
Of transportation. I don't know. St. Christopher's traveling.
Traveling, yeah.
What about patron saint of Louis Vuitton?
Stop.
Patron saint of, how about the patron saint of weight loss?
She wrote in patron saint of luxury goods. I don't have Louis Vuitton.
What kind of shirt is that one you're wearing?
It's fucking Zegna.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Italian.
Patron saint of healing. That's you.
Healing? Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Who's that? Patron saint of
asthma.
Asthma?
Yeah. The patron saint of asthma.
The healing one would be good. Is there a patron saint of healing?
Back pain.
Oh, wow. These are all for healing. I got you. Oh, okay. Look. All right. Hold on. This is actually kind of good. So you have, I just saw one there. Anxiety, autism, and depression is Saint, what is that? Dymphna? Bone disease, broken pelvis. Oh, broken bones. That should be me.
Yeah. What's your patron saint?
What the fuck? Stanislaus Kostka. Okay.
Let's see if they have a medal for him.
Keep going down. These are a lot.
Is that fucking
cramps?
Are these really the real saints? Cysts? Diabetes?
I don't think I would want to be like, hey, I've got a lot of cysts. Who should I?
During difficult labor?
Ear problems? Is that a real Saint official?
Polycarp?
That's how the church. You have ear problems?
Get St. Polycarp here. Eye disease.
Swelling.
Ooh. Gout. My dad's got that.
Fainting. Does he?
Yeah.
That's the rich man. It's the king's disease, man.
Yeah. He's got gout. Let, dude, Saint Impossible Causes. That's me, Saint Jude Thaddeus.
Hemorrhages.
Insomnia, Saint.
Intestinal illness, Saint.
Saint Kidney Disease.
Job-related stress, Saint.
I don't even want to read. I don't. I'm going to think I'm fucking so many. Ill. Obesity. Oh, Saint.
Yeah.
Saint Bernard.
Pain, suffering, healing.
Poisoning, Saint Benedict.
Paralysis. Jesus.
Seasick.
All right, I'm tapped out. Yeah, this is too much.
Strokes and high blood pressure.
I like the stress and anxiety. Saint Dymphna.
Saint Dymphna. Now, Google. Now,
can you find? Saint yeah.
Dymphna.
Who's this?
Ooh.
Christian saint honored in Catholic. Okay, that's good.
She's beautiful.
She lived in the 7th century, was martyred by her father. The story of Dymphna was first recorded in the 13th century.
She was murdered by her father?
Her no.
Fat ankles.
She was crown, sword, lily, lamp. We hit her wiki. Let's just see what the story is with her. Ooh. Story. Okay. She was 14. She consecrated herself to Christ, took a vow of chastity. Shortly thereafter, her mother died. Damon had loved his wife deeply, and in the aftermath of her death, her mental health sharply deteriorated. Okay. So this is like the mental health thing.
Oh.
After searching fruitlessly, Damon began to desire his daughter because of her strong resemblance to her mother. Oh, so her dad.
Oh, my God. Her dad wanted
real,
to fuck her?
Yeah, it was a real creeper.
Ooh.
And when Dymphna learned of her father's intentions, she swore to uphold her vows and lied. Fled his court along with her confessor, two trusted servants, and the king's fool. Together, they sailed towards the continent, eventually landing what is present-day Belgium, where they took refuge in the town of Giel. Okay. She built a hospice for the poor and the sick of the region. Man, good person. All right.
Yeah. Well, okay, how about this? Ready? I got a better idea.
Good.
What if we become saints?
I think someone has to, like the church has to canonize
us. Yeah, well, we'll start the ball rolling, but we got to tell them, like, what will be the saint of? Like, people pray to Saint Bert.
Yeah.
What are they for them when they're really hungover and they don't want to go to work?
Yeah.
The patron saint of recovery.
Okay.
Yeah. And so and then what's yours?
When they want
To not do something fun and just sit in a room. Patron saint of Tom.
Yeah.
Where they're like, I'm just going
to. You know what rice. It is? Because it's when they go, I want the strength to go home. That's what it is. I want the strength to go home. Who do I pray to? I want to leave this situation.
So if you're in a relationship and you're having your husband's having a good time at the party and you're like, I just want to go home. You say a prayer to Saint Tom and then your husband will be like, I don't think we should get out of here. And you're like, thank you, Saint Tom.
Thank you, Saint Tom. Yeah.
And then the next morning when you're hungover as fuck, you're like, oh, thank God we prayed to Saint Tom, but now we got to pray to Saint Bert
to get over this shit.
Yeah. And then you can get up and you can, there's going to be a day it's not going to work for me. I've been thinking about that lately.
Yeah.
It's because it's, I mean, I went in New York. I was going so hard all night long. And then I would wake up. I was waking up at 6 a.m. I ran 2 miles still drunk from the night before.
Why were you going so hard in New York?
I don't know. I'm going to fucking clean my life.
Where were you doing it?
Well, I was doing press all day long.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. When the press is over, where'd you go?
Go out to dinner.
And you drink there.
Yeah, drink dinner. And then, go out, run into the city, go. We did Shane Torres' special. We went pretty hard that night. I'm just shocked at how many people are doing coke these days.
Did he? Oh yeah, coke's really on the upright. Did he just shoot two?
He shot two.
Yeah,
he did. He was great.
Good.
He was. And then you forget. not that. How many specials have you done? Six.
I think five.
Okay, I'm just. This was my fifth. You don't get numb to it, but it's so much part of the job.
Can I tell you one thing I didn't like?
Please.
Having so many options from shooting the four.
For real?
Yeah, it's too many options.
Oh, wow.
No, it's comforting when you're shooting.
Yeah.
In post, you're like, you mean to look at four of these right now?
I introduced you to Dave.
Yeah.
I just have him do it.
Yeah.
I trust him. He did all the other ones, and he would be like, he just edits one all together, and it's the best one he thinks. He tells you what show he thinks is best.
Yeah.
And you can tell it. You can tell it in the edit. So, Jeff Tomczyk, I'm sorry. Jeff Tomczyk's like, I think we need to use Antonio Hernandez. Like, I think we need to use the fourth show. Fourth show is the best. But you can tell in the room. It's funny. Shane did too. And the first one he murdered. The second one, there was something in his eyes where you go, oh, he's having fun.
And that's what you...
And Leanne was fucking... Leanne produced the whole thing. She was in the back. I'd never been in a video village when a special was being taped. Yeah. I've never been there.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching it. They're doing a line cut as they go. And Leanne's going, yes, yes. Like really excited because he's killing it. And I was like, do you do this for mine? And she goes, oh, I'm 100 times worse. And I was like, really? And so then they have footage of the green room because we did all the BTS for Razzle Dazzle, which will come out soon. And I watched the footage, and Leanne like is like, that's what, good, keep going, yes, yes, yes. Just, it's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Shane was, Shane murdered it. And then I don't know what we're going to do with it. I wanted him to own it. That was my thing. I wanted him to own it, and I didn't want my thumbprint on it. I wanted it to be his special.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with when, you know, nothing wrong with a comedian helping their friends out. Like Amy's had to do it a couple times. She did it for Mark. Nothing wrong with that. But I didn't like, I never, it always, the real gift you can give a friend is just to give them a special.
Sure.
Just say, hey, there you go. And then you can do whatever you want with it. And then you own it. But I'm going to help him try to sell it somewhere or just put it on YouTube. I think YouTube's such a
fucking... I think YouTube is such a... Makes so much sense.
It makes so much sense. The only problem is he only has 640 YouTube followers.
Well, don't put it on his channel. Yeah.
I'll put it on mine.
Well, that's the thing. We've talked to a couple of comics about doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
You should. Yeah. Who would you do?
There's a couple people I want to do. I want to do Tate.
That's a no-brainer. Yeah.
I want to do Potter.
Oh, yeah.
I even like, I even talked before they shot them because they're so good too. And I'm happy that they figured out, but I wanted to do one with Simpson, Brian Simpson. I even talked to Shane before he had his, I was like,
Gillis?
I was like, I'll produce, I'll do whatever. I'll do whatever to work with. Cause I was such a fan of his stuff.
Yeah. You and Shane Gillis are combustible.
Yeah.
That would be a fun guest bear.
I'll do it. I'll definitely do it.
He is so, you and him are so kind of similar. Like he likes to be alone. Uh-huh. Like even like when we go to do the big parties and stuff,
yeah,
you can tell like he doesn't have the bandwidth to give everyone everything all the time.
Yeah.
He needs to like when we were in the house for the Super Bowl, he'd lock his door.
Yeah.
That's a Tom Segura move right there.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah,
he'd go to his room, he'd lock the door, and no one could get him out.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly.
What comedians do you think I'm like?
That you're like?
Yeah, like you and Shane have so, I mean, I've spent so much time with Shane recently that there's so many similarities. I've said it to you a number of times. You guys need to
hang
out.
You have.
Pete Davidson? The big dick energy?
Yeah.
I'd love to see his dick.
Yeah, you can kind of see it in certain pants. I think, You have to have that build too. You know, he's got that long, lean build.
Yeah, my I'm too fat.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Let me see.
The second one here? In the underwear? Jesus.
Let me see.
Right?
Which one?
The second from the left.
Second from the left.
That
right
one.
There?
Yeah, that one. Oh, sorry. His dick looks pretty good. Did I just, is there a thing online now? I just, like, I was on a plane, so I didn't really get to dive into it. Of Machine Gun Kelly. Confronting Sam Tripoli?
Oh, I heard about that.
What is that? Is that for real? This is real. I think I saw this on Instagram. Yeah, maybe from that.
Wait, that what happened?
It's go to his actual page.
Tripoli's fucking Instagram. Big Pharma.
I fucking love Sam Tripoli so much.
No, it's not. I don't.
Scroll down a little bit. Why would
Machine Gun Kelly? I heard something about this, but I don't know what happened. There you go. That's Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, this might be it. Can we put on these cans? Okay. I don't have any.
Do we have audio in this? I don't know. Television?
Okay.
The ass is like a phoenix.
Yeah, the emo Link from Legend of Zelda. Yeah, now he's picking fights with comedians. Yeah, apparently Sam Tripoli made a joke about posers or something, and he got all insecure about it. Of course he thought it was about him. He gets so butthurt he goes backstage to confront the comedian about a joke. Could you believe this?
There's video of this.
Machine Gun Kelly comes backstage. He's angry at me. Yeah, and he's about to talk mad shit to me.
Yeah, how does that conversation go? You do realize I rose from the ashes like a phoenix, right? Like, if you knew that, you probably wouldn't have made those jokes about me.
He goes, you're talking shit about me, dog. You're talking shit.
Could you imagine being in the headspace where you go to a comedy show, get so offended by the jokes that you go backstage to confront the comedian about it? I'm pretty sure if you surveyed the world to name the top five type of people nobody likes, it would include people like this who complain about comedians.
I'm at first going, is this a joke?
I mean, who would even take this guy serious? Aside from Jaden Smith, who apparently acquired fashion advice from him. Look at him, wearing an emergency thermal blanket with his little pocketbook. What is that? Apparently the goon performed at a Super Bowl party, too. He said he got electrocuted on stage. Eh, at least God's trying, you know. What are these people?
What story are you telling us with this amazing look tonight, Mr. Kelly?
Rose from the ashes like a phoenix.
Okay. So I don't know that we get the full story from that, but what we do get is that a very famous guy who's in the hears a joke and goes backstage.
What could the joke have been?
I mean, he apparently thought he was being mocked by him, but like just to think that the move is to go up to a comic and be like talking shit about me. First of all, I think to pull that off effectively, you have to be a terrifying person. Do you know what I mean? Like if you made a joke about, I don't know, like Mike Tyson.
I would never make a joke about Mike Tyson.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, or, yeah, yeah. There's certain people I don't.
There's certain people who like, if they go, are you talking shit about me, fuckhead? That you'd be like, this is, oh my God. But for like a pop singer type of dude.
Well, hold on. Is Machine Gun, I mean, I'm being dead serious when I'm asking this. Is he a tough guy?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Well, he grew
so.
Up in Cleveland.
Yeah, I wouldn't label him as that.
6'4", 180 pounds.
I'm not trashing him. I'm just saying this is not a dude that you'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to run for my life. You know.
He lifts weights.
Sure.
180 pounds.
But this is not the person that's going to. Also, if you're in the limelight like this, you get made fun of. That's part of the exchange.
He lives right there.
Really?
Yeah.
But we get made fun of. You know? Like that's part of part of the territory. Like it just comes with it. It's just crazy.
There's not one person that I would, and I've read nasty things about me. I would never approach anyone. I just go, "All right, I get it."
Yeah.
I get it. I look in the mirror too.
It's an exchange.
Yeah, I get it. Like I got cocky and I did an Instagram live. I don't normally do those a lot. And I was reading the replies and, did you know that there was one where I said the N word?
What? What are you talking about?
I was fucking, we're doing an Instagram live to announce the trailer of the movie.
Yeah.
And someone's like, hey man, can you wish my buddy happy birthday? His name is NICKGURR.
Like that's his first and last name.
Yeah. And
that is a real guy's name.
That's a real dude. No way.
Oh. Well, I guess he kind of got lucky with that.
So I said it. I said, hey, happy birthday,
Nick. Yeah.
and immediately I'm like, by the way, Sony's on this. Legendary's on this.
Yeah.
My agents are on this. It's a live thing to announce the trailer's going live. And I was like, but you can't. Here's the thing. I couldn't help but laugh.
That's, by the way, this is a different story.
This is a different story. Yeah.
Than what you're like. I thought you were like, I just had a lapse and it snuck out. You know, I was having one of those days. I was just in a mood, but you just got tricked by wordplay. It's a little different.
Yeah, but I was like, get a text from Kale. Hey, easy on the inbox.
Yeah.
I got tricked. It was funny.
Sometimes you don't get a lot of sleep and shit just comes out.
There was a comic who said his joke. I won't say the comic's name, but you can figure out who it is if you Google the joke. He was like, you know, they say you can't say the N-word. And he goes, what? It's kind of crazy. What are you supposed to do when you hit your finger with a hammer? And I was like, huh? He's like, yeah, it's a word you say. Whenever you hit your finger, I go, that's the last. I've never once thought of that word when I hit my hammer. Fucking 2 weeks later, I'm nailing something in and I hit my finger with a hammer. And the first word that goes in my head, I go, that motherfucker planted that there.
He planted it in your head.
He planted it there.
Yeah.
He was a big Bob and Tom guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a funny fucking, he's a really talented comedian.
Dead?
I don't know. Google him. Edit his name out.
Oh, I know what happened to this guy.
Oh, that's not him.
No, that's who you're thinking of, right?
Yeah. What's, is he dead?
No. I heard some stories about this person that I should probably tell you.
Whoa.
Off camera.
Wait, what happened to him?
I don't know, man. I'll tell you later.
Really?
I just heard stories.
Is it bad?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Okay, well.
Anyway.
Well, thank you. Fucking guy.
Yeah, fucking guy.
Fucking guy. So what comic would you say I'm like?
Well, that's the thing is like you're so, it stands out so much. Like there's actually, I'm an introvert basically, right? So I'm an extrovert in situations. Like I'm an extrovert on stage. I'm an extrovert performing. But off stage, I'm really not.
Yeah. Right?
But you are an extrovert to the max. So I immediately just think of who has the biggest, like you only remind me of people who are like a fucking firecracker going off when they walk into a room. Because
what's interesting is you'd think, you would imagine that me and Dane, based on Dane's act, yeah, are very similar and we're really different dudes.
Yeah, he's
an introvert.
He's more introverted for sure off stage.
By the way, I gotta finish this because I don't know if I put closure on the Schultz thing.
Yeah.
The emotion I landed on today was like, I wanted everyone to know that I'm not angry at Andrew.
Like, angry at me for telling him this?
No, I'm not angry at anyone. I'm not angry at anyone. I want to make sure everyone knows I'm not upset. Like, there's no like, Andrew was really cool. He actually said to me after the episode, we don't have to air this. We can edit that out. I'm so sorry. I don't think anyone expected. I should have said that when I was talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't think anyone expected it to be as bad as it was.
I didn't know it was going
to
be that.
No one expected it to be that bad. And he was very cool at the end. And he, like, they all felt horrible. They were all like, I am really sorry. Like, I didn't know that.
They probably thought, well, I thought it was just going to be like a fun.
Yeah. I don't think they realized I was going to get, I didn't realize I'd get that bad. So I don't want to make sure everyone knows I'm not mad at any of those guys. I'm cool. It was just a bizarre fucking thing to happen. So I just want to make sure.
I'm trying to think of, I don't know if anybody reminds me.
Andrew Schultz. I'm kind of like Andrew a little bit. He's a large personality.
He's a large personality. You're right. Big personality. Who's like that, like, loudest voice in the room type of guy?
Donnell.
That's a good one.
I'm a lot like Donnell. But not, Donnell's a, Donnell has, is a, Donnell's a little more pensive than me.
Yeah, he kind of knows how to zig and zag more than you. Yeah. Donnell.
Cat Williams.
Oh my God. But he's actually super pensive.
Yeah.
You've seen him in interviews. It blows your mind that it's the same guy you saw on stage.
Yeah.
He's an incredible one-on-one interview.
I would love to hang out with Cat Williams.
But you can be introspective too. You don't remind me of any of these fucking guys. Let's see.
None of those guys.
No. Oh, Swartzen a little bit. There's a little bit of you, Swartzen. Yeah. If there's a party going on and the two of you walked in the room, I'd be like, oh.
I wonder if I had any similarities to Farley.
Yeah, of course.
You think?
That's who everybody thinks of when they think of you. Yeah, 100%.
What, is that a list of all the comedians?
Oh, no shit. Similar are, oh. What does the next page have? Because so far, they're not really nailing it. But Farley is the prototype of your of your personality.
Dove Davidoff's a huge personality. Greg Warren is funny as fucking shit.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Dude, have you seen the Greg Warren clip where he talks about wrestling? Or he talks about, he has so many clips that are out right now that are so fucking funny. Have you ever seen the one where he talks about farmer's kids?
No.
Hang on, can you just pull, Greg Warren is so goddamn fucking funny. Here, hold on, listen to this. This is a good bit.
Okay.
Greg, I hope you're cool with us playing your stand-up.
Okay.
Too lazy to be a farmer. I know that. Like, I mean, you say what you want about the farmers. They work. Like, they work. Just look at what they make their kids do. You ever heard a farm kid talk about his chores? When I was a kid, if I said I did my chores, that meant I rolled the garbage cans down the driveway on Tuesday, and my brother did it on Thursday. And if I didn't do my chores, I got grounded. If a farm kid doesn't do his chores, the bank forecloses on the family's farm.
That's great.
The stakes are high over there, man.
Dude, where the field corn grows.
Yeah.
I think he did a whole fucking special on farmer. He is so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, he's great. He's a St. Louis guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so, man, I
that's what I got when I was I did that South American tour I just finished.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that was wild.
Dude, and, that's for the next podcast. Tell me about it.
I'll tell you what.
I'm dying to hear about
but
that.
But one thing that the guy pointed out is that the stand-up world is much smaller, right? Like we take for granted we have an industry here.
Yeah.
Meaning like there's infrastructure, there's clubs, agents, man, like it's all there's open mics. Like you can if you really want to, you live in LA, you really could get on 25 shows this way if you were hustling to do it. You know what I mean? Like there's just it's just all there. And I was talking to some of the guys down there in Argentina and they were like, yeah, you know, the thing about when you go to the because they all know each other. Everyone who does stand up, they kind of know each other because it's smaller. They go, the thing that blows us away when we go to the States is just how many people are so good at stand up. Like, he goes,
That blows me away.
He goes, I stopped in. He was like, I was in New York and I went to like the Cellar and the Stand. And he goes, there's just people who were, I couldn't believe how funny they were. And he's like, I'd never heard of them. And then I found out they've been doing stand up like 25 years. And you're like, this person's so good. And he's like, and then the next guy gets on stage and the next girl. And you're just like, this person, he's like, I couldn't believe how many funny comics there are.
Like, I'm blown away by how many fun. I'll get on Instagram at times. And I'll be like sitting in my bunk going through and I follow all of them. I was late to the game on Ralph Barbosa. And then you look at like, you go.
Yeah, I just saw clips of that guy. The first time I'd seen him. He's really funny.
I was with, I think Mark Smalls and he was like, you know who Ralph Barbosa is? And I was like, no. And I was like, and then I think I did a video where I was like, hold on. We were all talking and everyone's like, dude, this guy's funny as shit. I was like, wouldn't you want to hear that? Wouldn't you want to hear that people are saying good things about you?
Totally.
So I did a video. And I was like, yo, I don't know who we're talking about right now, but I'm Googling you now. I go, Ralph Barbosa, everyone is sitting here saying how fucking hysterical you are. You should know that about that. So I hope you have a good day. We're all fucking comics and we're all talking about you and how funny you are. And then I Googled him. I was like, okay, he's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
He's really funny. And then I'll get in these things and I'll go, there's so many talented comedians.
Yeah, I know. There's, you just land on some of these sometimes and you're like, holy shit.
Fucking Derek Stroop. Derek Stroop, fucking, I think I've talked about him before. He's fucking insanely funny. I brought him on the road with me. He did an arena with me, I think. And murdered in an arena.
Really?
Dude, funny as fucking shit. I remember, have you ever heard Shane Gillis's Special Olympics joke?
So funny.
And I remember we were on the bus and my cousin Andrew's like, have you seen Shane Gillis perform in a while? And I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. And he goes, have you heard a Special Olympics joke? And I was like,
it's
no.
So funny.
And we were crying laughing.
Well, his special is like one of the only specials in the last 5 years that I sat through, I finished. You know, a lot of them you kind of like watch like 15, 20 minutes of, which is very normal behavior. If you hear about, because like Netflix and YouTube, they're just data companies. They just study data. That's all they really get. They just study information. And that's how they make their decisions. And they're like, most people turn these things off or stop at a certain point.
Yeah.
But that special, I sat through the whole thing and I was just like laughing hysterically.
My agent sent me, because I told, I think Derek was like, how did you find out about me? I was like, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
I don't remember because I get so much information thrown at me. And then I remember my agent one morning sent me a fucking link and he goes, it wasn't even posted. It was on like a Vimeo. He was like, you got to watch this guy. He's funny as shit. And I was laying in bed and I watched his, he was like 27 minutes. I watched all of it. Do you know who else's special I watched that I fucking thought was hysterical. Oh my God. And then don't let me forget to tell you about Ian Bagg.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. So Jackie Cation.
Yeah.
Jackie Cation special.
Very funny.
It is so good. I was like, I love when people can tell, like, she tells this joke about her dad and just describing her dad. And I was crying laughing. All right. All right. Now, Ian Bagg. I take Ian Bagg to Canada with me. He's like, we do a podcast one time. He's like, we're talking about the arenas, the big shows. And I said, oh, they're fun as fuck. And he's like, I'd love to do one. I said, why don't you come with me? Come with me and we'll do an arena run in Canada. And he goes, I've never been to Canada to do stand-up. He doesn't go up there. I was like, oh, dude, hell yeah. So now I say this in all candidness. There is a confidence you get when you've done so many shows in front of your fans and you know how you can kill. Ian Bagg gave me the most difficult weekend of my fucking life.
I believe that.
Dude, he was doing crowd work in arenas and destroying. I mean, destroying. And then he'd go into material and have us crying. Now, all Peter knows is the guys that have been on the road with me, right?
Yeah.
And me. That's it. He doesn't watch a lot of stand-up. He doesn't know anything. He starts watching Ian Bagg, and he's like crying. And he's like, what is this guy? What is this guy? He fucking murdered so hard. I was blown away. I mean, this guy, Ian Bagg, deserves 100,000 more followers and to be doing theaters around the fucking country.
He is
so fucking funny. He goes, and we were talking about going to Australia, and I was like, I can't take you to Australia. I can't. I mean, I want to, but
it's like you're unfollowable, dude.
I can't even put it in perspective. Is that the first night he went up, I went, ooh, he's really putting it on them. And then Peter and I were watching from the side, and he's just so quick, and he's destroying the city, and he's tearing into the city, and all fucking brand new material that he just wrote that day, and crowd work, and working. He's working the arena like he's going like to this side. These guys suck. You guys are good. Like
and then at the end of the week, you're like, you know, that was a blast, and I'll never do this again with you.
And by the way, and he was so much fun to be around.
He's the greatest.
Like he was just always in a good mood, and he was busting Manz's balls, and he's like, ah, Manz, I understand why Shangela's doesn't like you. And he's such a great fucking time.
He's the best time. We did a club one time. It was just like a what's it called? Like a showcase night.
Yeah.
And he was before me. I was like, hey, dial it back. Okay. And he was like, well, now that you said that, you know, I won't. And I was like, God damn it. Cause he's just like a flamethrower. It's just so intense.
He had a joke about, I don't want to do his joke, but he had a joke about if he had a daughter, what she'd look like.
Yeah.
And there was a line in there that I kept saying over and over the whole weekend. And by the way, the best part of everything is by the end of the week, everyone's talking like Ian.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone in the bus is talking like Ian. And then we worked out with us. We worked out. We were in hockey arenas. And so Ian's fucking huge.
He's just jacking off the whole time.
Oh, dude. Yeah. We hung out with the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah.
Like it was the coolest experience. Ian leaves. His buddy is like a coach there. So Ian hits us up and is like, I'm going to go say hi to my buddy. Do you guys want to work out here at the, you know, at the day? And we're like, yeah. So we go down. We're there at the Winnipeg Jets. Yeah. We go down and work out. They fucking load us up with gear, like shirts, everything. I mean, they take care of us top to bottom. They fed us lunch. And this isn't even where we were performing. And then they had an event and all the Winnipeg Jets came and hung out backstage, and they were fun as fuck. They're all young kids. It's funny. They're all young kids, and I'm like, I'm kind of like a larger dude than all of them.
Yeah.
So we're watching the Winnipeg Jets the next night. They're playing Edmonton, I think. And one of the kids that was in the room is in a fist fight in the middle of the fucking thing. And Ian going, ah, we were drinking beers with that kid last night. And I was like, that's him. He goes, yeah, that's the kid. He's beating that guy's ass. And we had so much fun.
Isn't that crazy how young and like you can't really believe their age when you're around some of these pro athletes. Like when I did the Green Bay, I did that arena
Rec Center.
Yeah. And all the Packers came and we're backstage after the show and they're all hanging out in the green room And then half these guys, I'm like, how old are you, man? And they have this face. It's a kid's. He's like, I'm 24. I'm like, you're 24. And then you're just kind of looking him up and down. And you're like, you play professional football. Like, you can't, like you're a kid. Oh, you just look like a little kid.
Dude, when we did the Super Bowl,
yeah,
Orlando Brown hit me up. And he's like, hey, man, is it cool if we come through?
Zeus, yeah.
Come by to backstage.
He's a great dude.
And I was like, yeah, of course. They come in. First of all, it was like the scene from Revenge of the Nerds when the Omega Moos were walking in the door I was booger.
Yeah.
They were just walking in, and I'm like, one, two. And they're all the largest dudes.
Yeah, huge.
And then the best is one of the big linemen goes, sir, would it be okay if I got a picture with you? I go, sir. And then I realize Leanne's there. She's like, babe, you're 30 years older than he is.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, I'm old. I was talking with fucking Gabe Davis. I'm older than his parents.
I think the crazy part is some of them, you can't believe how big they are. Some of them is you actually can't believe that they're not that big. You're like, you play in the NFL? Like, you're not that big.
Christian McCaffrey was back there.
Yeah.
The coolest dude in the world, but like a regular size man.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
he's a freak of nature
as an athlete. Freak. Yeah.
You touch his back.
Yeah.
And you just feel a huge lat.
Yeah,
it's like a protrusion.
Yeah,
I kept saying to him, "Do you think I could catch you?
Catch you?
Like
if you ran away?
Like I was in this room. Like if you gave me like 20 minutes, do you think I could grab you? And Taylor LeJuan's like, there are men that train all year long to catch him and can't catch him.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're the best athletes in the world. Yeah. He's like, you definitely can't catch him.
No,
but like." Those dudes, and they're all so.
By the way, I would buy a ticket to watch you try to catch Christian McCaffrey.
I would pay real money. And he was like, "Go, you'd have a heart attack, dude.
I would have a heart attack. He would get away from you so quickly.
You would say that after a while. You'd be like, oh, it was a bad idea.
Yeah, those football players, man. Chris Godwin was at the show.
Yeah,
and. I don't know enough, but I know people, you know, and we obviously, Gabe's a little different because, you know.
Gabe's such a freak too. He's a fucking freak. He's like the size of a tight end and he's running he's running incredible routes as a wide receiver.
He is the most regular cool dude
such a regular dude.
Fucking world. He took us to, you would have fucking loved this fucking, I'm telling you. I'm not supposed to say anything, but I have the arena next year in Vegas.
Yeah.
I have it for the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think I do.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. We're going to do a show.
Okay.
We're going to do a show like we did last year, but we're going to put more comics on.
Okay.
We're going to get Super Bowl tickets. We're going to put more comics on. We're going to do a wish list of comics that are football fans. And then we're going to have everyone come through the green room like we did this year.
That'd be awesome.
It was so much fun. And it's so the shit you love. Like I said, I don't know a ton about football. I know enough about football. But like there's a few names that stand out. Gabe's different because he was a fan of the show. And so I got to watch him all year. He had such an amazing fucking year.
Incredible.
It was fun. And Pete's a Buffalo Bills fan. So like, but Chris Godwin comes up. He goes, you know, he's like super fucking polite. He's like, I just wanted to thank you for letting us come back to the show. I'm friends with Gabe. I said, okay, cool. And he said something like, he's with his wife. And I was like, oh, yeah, let me introduce you to my wife. And I said, sure. I said, what's your name? He said, Chris. I said, wait, where are you from? He goes, Tampa. I went, and I stopped. I go, what's your last name? He goes, Godwin. I went, bro, I lost my fucking shit. I was like, because that's like one of the few dudes because I follow the Bucks, one of the few dudes, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And my buddy Tony's son was there. Tony's son thought he's at the age where he's not into pussy yet.
Yeah.
It's sports for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was a fucking dealer. I was like, he was sitting in the corner like, is this Chris Godwin? And I go, Chris, can you get a picture with my buddy's son? And he's like, yeah. And he's like shaking. This is, oh my God. I mean, if I was ever going to have sex with a boy, that's how to do it. That's how you do it.
Let's wrap it up.
All right.
All right.
I love you.
Love you too. Bert and Tom and Bert.
One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.